Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Agriculture is the backbone of Oklahoma. As our state's farmers and ranchers care for the land and their livestock, Oklahoma Farm Bureau is standing up for agriculture and sharing amazing stories that play out each and every day in rural America. Join Oklahoma Farm Bureau today to help strengthen agriculture's voice as we work together towards a brighter future. Join Oklahoma Farm Bureau today online at okfarmbureau.org. Together, we are Rural Oklahoma.
When you're ready to get to work, your equipment needs to be ready to go. P&K Equipment is here to help. Shop with confidence and find all the parts you need for your John Deere equipment at P&K. We have the largest inventory of parts in Oklahoma, so P&K has the part you need to keep your tractor or mower running great. Our trained technicians can service your equipment on site, in the field, or in our shop. Need help trailering your equipment in for service? We'll help with pickup and deliver back to you. Stop in and see us, give us a call, or shop online anytime at pkequipment.com.
Well, the Agricultural Immersion and Mentorship Program is a new program focused on mentorship and is focused on promoting development of young agriculturists. I had the opportunity to sit down with co-founder Allison Anderson about what this program can do for agricultural students.
AIM is a project that is, I think we're calling it the labor of love. We saw a need in Oklahoma agriculture within that 18 to 21, maybe 22 range, where students can come to us and be a part of our cohort or our summits and realize that there are so much more things in agriculture than just sows, plows, and cows. And so we give them the opportunity to meet really cool people like Casey Shepherd and
Kelly Payne,
right? And Secretary Arthur. And we are able to give them those opportunities and experiences so that they can see the vast variety that we have to offer in Oklahoma agriculture.
Anderson says there is a small application process, including questions, a resume, and a cover letter. Then the students are implemented into either the fall or the spring cohort.
Because this is our future, and they deserve the best of the best. And we have to give them the best of the best. And so that's why AIM is just so important. For those kids that might not have gotten opportunities with Bayer or Cargill or, Department of Ag, Corteva, we can give those experiences here in Oklahoma. And here's the catch. We can keep them in Oklahoma. We find those kids that are the diamonds, and we get to keep them in Oklahoma agriculture to solve problems, to think critically, to be problem solvers throughout the state and the nation.
Application information for the next cohort will be posted on the AIM Facebook page. Once again, if you're looking for that, it's called Agriculture, Immersion, and Mentorship. And that's where they'll have all the latest news and events. Well, the drought monitor just keeps looking better and better after recent moisture has hit the state. According to the latest Oklahoma Drought Monitor, exceptional drought has now moved from 0.52 to 0.42% last week. Extreme drought or worse has improved slightly, moving from last week's 4.79% to this week's 4.20%. Severe drought or worse has improved really big, moving from 14.26% last week now to just 9.12% this week. Moderate drought or worse also improving, moving from last week's 35.88 to this week's 23.63. Abnormally dry or worse conditions saw significant improvement, moving from last week's 73.77% to this week's 56.96%. And according to the 6 to 10-day precipitation outlook, the majority of the state, aside from the southern strip of the border, is at near normal chances of rain through July the 22nd. You've got farm news on Ron.
Why do you listen?
I typically listen here at work from my desk on my way to work in the morning. When we wake up, it goes on the radio.
I can hear a song and be instantly transported back to a time in my life that I enjoy remembering.
I think that's what I like listening to radio for, is just to stay informed on whether it's news, sports, new music, anything.
Why do you listen? Go to whyilisten.com, tell us why you listen, and you have a chance to win $500. Visit whyilisten.com today.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.